What about rugs or carpets? Did you have any?
No, ma'am. None but the floor. Stumped your foot is on the floor. Stumped your toe on the floor. No, we didn't know what a rug was, though.
Well, now, let's see. You said that your children were expected to do some of the cleaning. Did you have to sweep and...
Yes, ma'am. We had Mama sweep the floor, wash and wash out, you know, the yard.
Well, now, tell me about the washing. How did that go? You did that outside?
Yes, out boiler shelter.
Right.
We go boiling, put clothes in, put them in there, and it's boiling, and you'd have to take them out, beat them, and on the beating board, you know.
Hang them out on the line.
This is all new to me. I don't know.
Then you'd wash them on a wash rub board, you know.
Now, I have seen those.
Then you'd rinse them through several different water. You'd have to draw your water out of the well, you know. Then you'd hang them out on a line out back, wherever the line was, you know. You'd have to hang them up and cross the line, put clothespins on the hole, and blow it off, you know. Get dry, take them in.
Well, now tell me about the pot that you boil them in. What did that look like? And what was it made out of?
Well, they wash what they call wash pots, and then there's boilers. A boiler that's got a furnace around them. Now it has a place you push wood under there and make sugar cane syrup through that boiler.
Uh-huh.
But now a wash pot is out in the yard. You just set up on iron pipes and stuff like that, and you build a fire around it.
Did it have feet on it?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Had feet on it. Mm-hmm. You could put you down four iron pipes, and he'd set in those pipes, and then you build a fire around it, you know.
Well, what were some other iron things that we used around the house? Maybe some things that we used in the kitchen. Did your mother use an iron thing to fry things in? Or?
Skillet?
Uh-huh.
I imagine so, but I don't remember whether she... You might... First thing I remember she ever cooked was regular frying pans, you know. Stuff like that.
A frying pan, does that have sides on it?
Yes.
Right.
Like
that? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, now, is that different from a skillet?
No,
it's
not.
No, I just don't remember. A frying pan is just something, you know, they all kind of sizes, you know.
Uh-huh.
There's some big enough to look like to cook an egg in, and some that's big enough you can cook a steak in, you know. Uh-huh. And she had all kinds of sizes, the best I remember. She fried meat and ham and stuff like that in those frying pans. Now, so far as remembering her having a skillet or anything like that to cook in, I don't remember that,
uh-huh.
Whether she did or not.
Well, did y'all ever have sort of sweet cakes that were fried and eaten with syrup, stack them up and eat them with syrup on them? Maybe have them for breakfast, pancakes or...
No, we had to eat biscuits. Biscuit and syrup.
You didn't have pancakes about
it? Pancakes? No, we never have no pancakes or nothing like that. We always have biscuits, you know.
They had a good pile of cream.
Cream.
Sweet cream. We could have that day. Sweet cream. Butter.
Butter,
make their own butter.
Boy, I bet that was good, too.
The churn, you never make it?
Yeah, we talked about the churning.
I was telling my wife, used to go out with my granddaddy's. You know, you mentioned this point about my granddaddy. You know, he lived out way out down here. And his wife she cooked the biggest biscuits I ever seen. Looked like they're that big, you know.
Like a loaf of bread on it.
And she'd tell you now, honey, you just eat all in the world that syrup, biscuit, and cream you want, you know. And the cream was just thick as butter almost.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Good cream, just as sweet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived out there on a pure sand hill, and they'd have the prettiest cane syrup you've ever seen. About clear as honey.
Uh-huh.
And